You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. A lot of talk about Shannon on the show in recent times. No issue with that. We've talked about the Shannon venue, the new town park just this week. Significant plans for flood protection works. Also, however, issues with regards to crime and antisocial behaviour has been raised as well. And as Ireland's newest town, Shannon has a unique status, and over more than five decades, people there have worked hard to create a beating heart and an active community. However, questions are being asked as to what more can be done, and indeed should be done, to preserve and to protect and to enhance this going forward. Our Morning Focus producer Fiona McGarry has been in Shannon recently with some volunteers who are to the forefront in developing the life of the town, including Mayor of the Municipal District, Councillor Gerry Flynn.
You're just coming up now to the top of Drumgealy Hill, and this is where it all began. And
that's Councillor Gerry Flynn, who's taking me on a tour of Ireland's newest town. Shannon was built in the 1960s after the setting up of the Shannon Free Airport Development Company Limited in 1959, and it's welcomed newcomers since from all over Ireland. Decades on, as Shannon passes a number of major milestones, there's still a sense that more could be done in terms of the physical infrastructure to give it a feeling of vibrancy.
We're looking for an infrastructure in relation to the development of a public area, which would be a main street, to actually complement and marry onto what is the shopping centre. The shopping centre was created some years ago when Shannon Development decided that their base, which was in Airport House, should be moved to the shopping centre, and all of the other subsidiary services that were about the place would actually be taken and moved to a shopping centre. So I suppose from that perspective, the shopping centre then became the focal point for Shannon years and years ago, and Shannon Development had their offices there. As we know, Shannon Development are no longer there. We now have Shannon Airport PLC, and we have the commercial property side of it, which is Shannon Commercial Properties. So their job now is basically to make sure that little or no deterioration happens in the industrial estate, and that the property portfolio they got for to sustain the airport is protected and enhanced. And in fairness, they're doing that. We had the Deputy CEO came to our recent meeting, and she was very enthusiastic, and she got 100% support from all of us in what they're trying to do with the airport. And when you look at the fact that there's 10 million passengers going into Dublin, Dublin is choked. We have the capacity in Shannon. So we're all supportive of what Mary Considine and the group are doing to enhance the airport and the industrial estate. But we are the people that made Shannon. People like us, pioneers, we're saying it's not good enough now, that enough of attention isn't being paid to Shannon. And I suppose we are focusing a lot of our attention on Clare County Council, because they took over one of the largest property portfolios in the history of the state in 2004, when they actually took over from Shannon Development. And so we look to them as the people who will take Shannon forward. And I suppose we're not asking for a lot. We're only looking that maybe they would help us in the creation of one main street. The plans are in place. We've actually done three different plans for Shannon. The most recent was done in 2012. And it's actually still active until the end of 2018. Then we were told there was no need to review that plan, because it would actually be encapsulated into the County Development Plan 2017-2023. So I suppose we are now part of County Clare, and as I said, we are proud Clare people living in a proud Clare town. So we are only looking for our fair share to move us on.
Workers from all over Ireland have made Shannon their home over the years, setting up a range of voluntary organisations to help to bring the fledgling community together. Appropriately, for a town that was created on the back of the visionary and self-starting spirit of the late Dr. Brendan O'Regan, there's an enduring commitment to community development. One of those who's made the town her home tells me about the unstinting voluntary work which has clocked up achievements, including a win this year in the Pride of Place Awards.
Frances Kelly.
How would you describe life in Shannon today? You're probably one of the pioneers that Gerry talked about that's been instrumental in developing the town.
Yes, but there were pioneers way before my time. Wonderful people that, I mean, they came to Shannon to a bare field. And everything that's in Shannon, club-wise, organisation-wise, they were all started and developed by people because the need was there. And we have won this prize, which is a great prize to win.
And this is the pride of place.
The pride of place, because it is those people that have created a place that we can be so proud of, that has so many amenities, so many clubs. And the problem now, as Jerry says, is that we on our own as a people can't develop it further without the aid of Clare County Council.
And what specifically would you like to see them doing, Frances?
Well, developing the town. We have a shopping centre, not a town. The people of Shannon have done all they can. We have developed it, all the clubs and so well. But the Clare County Council, we need them to develop the town.
And what would you like to see yourself that you think would create that town centre, maybe that sense of a town rather than a shopping centre?
Streets. Mm-hmm. I mean, there isn't, you just go down to a shopping centre, there isn't a walk that you can connect the town, a streetway, a walkway that connects the whole town.
And another of the pioneers who's made a huge voluntary contribution to the life of the town is Derek Clune.
I'm involved with the Clone and Residents Association. It's a housing estate here in Shannon. I was vice chairman for about 4 years and then I retired 2 years ago and I took over from the previous chairman who decided he'd 15 years done. So as part of the association, we have a neighbourhood watch and a residents association, and we have a membership. We have 246 houses in the state, and we have a membership of 190, which is very good. There is a certain amount of rented houses which don't get involved, and we find it hard to get the landlords on board.
But tell me about some of the issues, the challenges that come across your desk.
Okay, at the moment there's two issues. There's the issue of some antisocial behaviour and crime, and there's issues about footpaths in the area that have really deteriorated over the last 9 or 10 years because, I suppose, the recession. Mm-hmm. And we have great involvement with the Gardaí. We had a neighbourhood watch meeting in the Garda station there 2 weeks ago with 54 people down there.
What is the profile overall of the estate, Derek? Is it a mixture of families and maybe individuals and couples, or is it primarily older people?
Well,
how does it break down?
The estate, in 1972, the estate was built. So when I moved, I came from Rouen in County Clare, right? I moved to Shannon in 1977. So around that time, it was an awful younger people that had came back from England or that had gone to England in the 60s and the estate came and the factories came and people came back and they made Shannon their home. So there was the mix. That time it was a younger generation. Now, at the moment, I'd say the majority of the residents are in the 50, you know, the middle-aged to older group. But there is young families have come in, and it's great to see it. We have young families, and now you see children out in the greens again, which is great. They have bought houses. Some of them are renting them. They have bought houses. But the majority now are in the 40-plus group. Mm-hmm. But the young families definitely have made a big improvement to it. And we have also, we have a Syrian family now as well from the refugees that came, and they have integrated greatly into the estate, and we're very happy to have them.
It's a very big estate, Derek.
Yes.
For a town, you know, where we only have maybe between 5,000 and 10,000 residents, to have an estate with more than 200 houses, it's a very big one.
That's correct, yeah. And there's a lot of challenges involved. But we have a great community. We have built a community there, you know, because the vast majority of people who came into Cronin, none of them had any roots in Shannon. They came from Mayo, Donegal, Cork, Kerry, you know, so we had to start from scratch and be everything we have down there now, we had to build it up ourselves.
The recent Pride of Place Award has given an important boost to the town's volunteers.
It means so much to Shannon because and even the judges commented on it when they came to Shannon about Shannon starting off with people who had no roots in Shannon, and in the short 50 short years that people are here, they have come together and have done so much, the voluntary sector especially, and sporting organisations and all the voluntary groups that you have there. Without mentioning them, there's so many of them, I'm not going to mention because I leave some of them out. But they have such a huge contribution to the town down over the years. And I think it accumulated in us going down last Saturday night to the City Hall in Cork and showing to the judges, when they did come to Shannon, what the pride the people have of Shannon have in their town. And they showed that, and we went down and we got first prize in the category of town of population 5,000 and over. So it was a huge achievement, and it was down to so many people and so many organisations showing pride in their town and really getting involved. And it meant so much to us. We felt so over the moon about it. It's put Shannon on the map, you know, because Shannon was always thought of, we'll say, as an airport or an industrial estate. But this has put Shannon town really on the map. And I think it's great for the town. And going forward, it's going to mean so much for us. And we, for people, more encouragement to progress and take a step forward even more. Not just sit on our laurels, but bring more towards back to Shannon.
Everywhere you go, there's a sense of a vibrant Shannon community. Here's a native Dubliner, Eileen O'Toole, who's never looked back after leaving the capital.
When we come down first, it was quieter, and there wasn't as many people, right? And even the shopping centre, there was less shops in it than there is now. But I just felt it very relaxing, and you could go out for a walk on your own. You know, where in Dublin you couldn't really do that as such. But I just love it. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen the town changing over the time that you've been here, Eileen? As you've said, it is bigger now.
Yeah, it is. It is good that it's bigger and it's all closed in and everything. But still, there are not enough shops, decent shops, closed shops and things like that. Yeah. I mean, there's 3 supermarkets. You know, there's 3 chemists, but when it comes to clothes and decent clothes shops and things like that, and even furniture shop or you know, different types of there is a hardware, but otherwise, it's the clothes shops really. That's what used to take me on the bus into Limerick, or else if I didn't get something in Limerick, all the way out to the Crescent in Durrandale.
Yeah. And you've told me you're somebody, you don't drive, so you do rely on public transport.
That's right.
What are the public transport links like in Shannon?
Very good. I find it it's every hour from the airport into Limerick. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Yeah.
Really and truly now. And most of the drivers are really good. There's one man and he plays music and really have a great time with him going in and out in the bus, and he's be singing along and stuff. I suppose he shouldn't be doing that. But no, it's really, it's very good. Yeah. Transport is good. Mm-hmm. Great service.
And would you describe Shannon as a good town to live in overall?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
And as Shannon passes a number of major milestones and clocks up its own unique and significant history, community leaders like Councillor Gerry Flynn are keen to hand on the baton and the pioneering spirit.
We've had the 50th anniversary of the parish, 50th anniversary of a number of the primary schools, bearing in mind we have 6 primary schools here. Which is great. We have 2 secondary schools and we have a 3rd level college, Shannon College of Hotel Management. So I suppose we're well catered for on the education front. But all those schools and facilities, including the GA that started off in 1967, they were all put in place, built, supported, and people begged, borrowed and stealed for money to actually put into these facilities, which were community facilities. Yeah. Granted, at the time, Shannon Development were very, very supportive. So I suppose we're not out of the way now in asking that Clare County Council would do their piece and see that Shannon is the jewel in the crown. And it's a jewel that they inherited only 14 years ago. So you got to mind it.
Councillor Gerry Flynn there bringing an end to that report from Clare FM's Fiona Gary. We have more on this, though, in 2 minutes' time. development. We heard there from a number of volunteers speaking with Clare FM's Fiona McGarry, and a call on Clare County Council to do more to develop the town centre and public amenities in Shannon. In response, Fiona's been speaking with Liam Keneally, Director of Services for Economic Development with Clare County Council. He began by outlining certain constraints which he says impact on their freedom to make infrastructural changes there.
Shannon Town Centre is owned privately and transferred into its current ownership some years ago in the recession. We're working with, as local authority, we're working with the ownership of the town centre to reduce their vacancy rates, to increase occupancy. And I suppose, rather than talking on the negative all the time, I suppose a few positives about Shannon Town Centre. Very few town centres that you can drive to, park for free, and shop at either Dunn's, Lidl, Iceland, or any other of the outlets that are available at Shannon Town Centre. So there is a positive. In the middle of next year, we'll have a new 5-screen cinema operational by Omniplex, and we'll have 2 new restaurants as part of the town centre offering. Very significant in terms of attraction that the town centre in Shannon has. We would like some perhaps more formal streetscape type shape to the town centre, but we don't own it. And while we can assist in as much as we possibly can, we're still at the behest of the owners of the town centre. Just, I suppose, other public investment that we've had in Shannontown. As recently as this morning, Minister Boxer Moran announced a $27.5 million embankment. Shannon Embankment and Ennis South Flood Relief Scheme. And these are huge capital schemes that will add to the attraction and the development attraction in particular, and take the flood risk away in particular from Shannon Town Centre. I suppose as a state, Shannon is our only new town, and it is in our interest to ensure that it operates and functions as a modern new town. And I think that we should take a more strategic look at it from a local authority perspective, in that the amount of residential zoned land in the town would indicate that we have significant capacity for population expansion. And to go with that, we need to provide proper town centre services and everything that goes with that. We're spending in excess of €1 million on the Shannon Town Park, and that's going to be a very significant asset to the town. Likewise, we're doing significant work on the walkways around the town, and you'll see them on a daily basis being used by the people of Shannon and the people who work in Shannon. The other aspect of the town that we're particularly keen on developing is that there would be more benefit from the thousands of people working in the free zone to the town centre on a daily basis. And how can we increase the synergies between those two locations? And how can we attract more spend into the town centre? And again, we're working with the town centre owners and in how they can attract some of that spend into the town.
You've mentioned the development of the town park, and it's something that's very eagerly anticipated by residents of Shannon. Where is that project at in terms of the work and in terms of completion? What is the target?
The target, Fiona, is that we would be on site in Q1 of next year. Unfortunately, during this year, we ran into procurement difficulties, in that the first round of procurement and tender process awarded a contract to a company that went into liquidation, and it had to go through the full procurement process again. as you know, we expend public monies, and it's at the final stages of that second procurement process. Negotiations are going on with the preferred tender, and once those are completed in January, we will have a contract award, and the contractors will be on site within weeks. So it's moving on. I would like to acknowledge the support of the European Regional Development Fund in coming up with a significant proportion of that funding, in excess of 490,000, and the rest of that money is coming from taxpayers' money, Irish taxpayers' money, to complete that. I suppose. Also, I would mention that we are working diligently with the Shannon group in terms of a number of projects, not least the improvement of the N19 access road into the airport. And we hope that we'll be at design stage in terms of that piece of work, and our new project management office here in Clare County Council are working to move that project forward. We're also working with owners of businesses in the Free Zone, and indeed at the Shannon Airport itself, in terms of hangar space, in terms of new office development. And we can see on a daily basis the prosperity that's happening in Shannon. We know that the communities in that live in Shannon and that shop in Shannon will benefit from all of these positives.
One of the other things that strikes you about Shannon is the community spirit and the voluntary organisations that appear to be thriving within the town. They've been working very hard on the development of civic amenities, yeah, including the Shannon Venue project, which unfortunately for the moment is shelved. Do you think there'll come a time when something like that would be very firmly back on the radar?
I believe that a civic location in the town centre is very necessary to add to what is already a strong civic offering. I believe that the community spirit in Shannon is second to none. You only have to look at the range of sporting and other communities down there that are very successful in their own right. And so we should help wherever we can. And I suppose the recent National Enterprise Town runner-up in Munster in the population category in this year's national competition to find Ireland's most enterprising town was a great achievement for Shannon. And it shows the level that it's at. Also, the pride of place and Shannon being named overall winner of Category 5 for population centres of over 5,000 people was a very significant win for the town. And it shows the active participation of communities in all of these activities. In relation specifically, Fiona, to the venue, I think that the offering of the monies to increase or to provide and prepare a master plan for the for that development, I think is an indication by the department that they see significant merit in what it was trying to achieve. We are early in the new year at this stage, hoping to meet with the department officials. And I've said this to Gavin in your own radio station, until we know what the facts are, I don't believe we should be overly negative in terms of a yes or a no in relation to the venue itself. I think we need to ascertain what the detail is in terms of the department officials' assessment of our application for funding, and to learn from where the deficiencies are in terms of the application itself, to rectify those and to resubmit. I don't believe because you refused the first time that you shouldn't go again. We're more resilient than that. Shannon is more resilient than that.
Liam Keneally there with that positive assessment of Shannon Town. Your thoughts more than welcome, as I say, particularly if you are living there. What would you like to see in Shannon as a priority? We'll get your comments soon.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus at clare.fm.